Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Mauchmus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Owens. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Freeman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mark Freeman. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive towards third. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Mauchmus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walters. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is hit by the pitch. Post moves to second. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Post takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauchmus takes first base on ball 4. Herrera moves to second. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0 for 1 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it and throws to third for the out. Mauchmus moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco throws the ball into Mockmus, who tags Zimmer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn bunts in front of the plate. Niemann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freeman moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground. Taylor throws it away. That's an error on Taylor. Freeman scores. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. Banks moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Tony Curry now playing left field. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Bobby Mauchmus. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walters. Will reaches second base with a double. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bausch hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. Will tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies won. The Cubs will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Herrera strikes out. One out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.